In the aftermath of the controversies over executive salaries and pensions at the Central Remedial Clinic, donations to charities took a hammering, at least down by 40%. People no longer trusted them. Fast forward 14 months, is that trust returning? Anne Hanafy is CEO of Fundraising Ireland and she's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It has been an awful year for charities and the anger from the public and from the charities themselves at the CRC bosses has been palpable. What is the scenario now? Are people starting to give again?
Fundraising Ireland and OnPost have just released results just to put it in a bit of context, these results Fundraising Ireland have been putting out for the last 3 years over the Christmas period. So it has been benchmark. And the three main findings are, firstly, is that donations have slightly increased. The average donation from 10 euros to 12 euros. More importantly is that the number of people donating has increased as well. And probably the most important piece of information is that trust and confidence is starting to be restored in the sector. And this really is fantastic news over a period of 14 months, as you said. But to be honest, there's actually really good reason for this trust and confidence to be the reason it has been restored. In the last 14 months, the charity sector, we have a regulator. We also have the Fundraising Ireland are introducing the very first code of practice for fundraisers. And also the umbrella bodies of the sector have got together to establish this new website called goodcharity.ie, where all your listeners can go and get all the questions that they want answered about the non-for-profit sector at the touch of a button.
Totally unscientifically this morning, I went on the websites of some of the main charities. The charities who have been named in recent years as paying their chief executive six-figure salaries. And I won't name them because I'm not sure at this point what their salaries are because the most up-to-date figures aren't available. But it's still not very clear what they're being paid. It's still not very transparent at all where the money is going.
I do find that shocking to hear that information. But let me put things in context as well. There's 9,000 charities, okay? And I would say now that the majority of charities would have their information on their website and would be audited and would have really, really clear financial accounts. And if they don't, they absolutely should have.
But these are big charities.
Yeah.
And I went on their website and they have pie charts of where does your money go? But within that, it's not very clear. Their services gets the bulk of it. But other costs, that's how they're defined on some of them. Others don't have it at all.
So when you go into a charity website, what you see initially is where your money goes. You click through there and then what it does, it gives a list of, you know, if anyone is paid over a certain amount. Mm. But the important thing is what's great is that people and the Irish public are starting to ask these questions. They're starting to ask charities, where is our money going? And charities are starting to answer it. Mm. So it is really good that this confidence is starting to restore it. And it's really good that charities are putting this information on their website because it is absolutely essential that we are completely transparent.
But do the watchdogs need to be more hands-on? Do they need to be getting on to these charities and saying it needs to be better?
Absolutely. And that's why we have the regulator. The regulator is there. In fairness, they've just started in the last few months. They have a huge job on their plate with 9,000 charities and we will get there. But it was really encouraging to see now that the public have restored their confidence, are starting to restore their confidence in this sector. Donations have gone up.
But it's tiny.
It is small, but it's going in the right direction and that can only be a good thing for our sector.
OK, well, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Anne Hanafy, CEO of Fundraising Ireland. It's 2 minutes to 9.